Natasha Della, gentle, beautiful one, Karen Kusu Deba Yimpe. And so here we are reading the next section of chapter 12. Yes, I know it's been a while. I'm sorry about that. I've been rather busy. Just a lot of things going on. Anyway, here we go. We'll reread the section from the last part so we can take up where we left off. Again, note the use of de. The verb dro takes on the end suffix dro plus n when this form is used. Do you know of some? Kerang, saja sachempo, shingi yupe? You places powerful mo have? There are several caves around here. Dibala. Actually, let me try that again. Dibala, accent middle syllable. Trabu, kashayore, around here cave, several are. One is west of Nedong. Chi, Nedong, ne, loop, choklayore. One Nedong from west is. It takes about 4 or 5 hours to walk. Komba kyapna shuzushi na gogire. Walk if hour 4 or 5 takes. Again, listen for pauses that signify the or in a sentence. It's called Sheta Monastery. Saja giming la Sheta Gombare. Place of name Sheta Monastery is. This is located on top of Sheta Mountain, across from the valley from Nedong. May I look at the altar? Na Chushamla Tan Na Digirepe? I altar at look if it is all right. May I look at those statues? Na Kupansala Tana Digirepe? I statues those at look if it is all right. What statue is that? Kupagi Sure, statue that who is. That is green Tara. Pagi Droma Re, that Tara is. Tara is a popular goddess deity in Tibet, found in both white and green manifestations. Of course we know that. And so we'll continue to as one on to tomorrow. Simjanango.